August 3rd marks 1 year since Dr. Patrick O'Rourke came to UAF as the school's new chancellor, and it has been one full year. I'm Karen Sedgo, Director of Public Affairs at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. In general, Chancellor Patrick O'Rourke believes his first year at UAF has been a good one. He is pleased with the interaction established among faculty, staff, and students. When he first assumed the position, he stated a number of goals and believes he has made some progress toward their realization.
Well, I was looking back over my original convocation remarks, and there were a number of things that I think we've at least made progress toward. I suppose I should mention first that this was a transitional year, so I'm not sure that anyone after the end of 1 year can take credit for accomplishments. Many of them also harken back to the prior administration, and of course all of them, both past and current, depend to a very large extent on our existing faculty and staff. But a couple of things that I think we have made some major steps toward. One is an improvement in the governance process on campus, where we have a much better linking between administration, faculty, and students. We have put issues before the assembly for their consideration, and I suppose the major one was the FY84 budgetary proposal, which went through a fairly thorough review process by the assembly and by ASUA prior to even coming to the executive council.
O'Rourke went on to say that there has been a real effort to emphasize the notion of students as clients and the need to serve them better. He also said that physically, last year major steps were taken to improve the image of the campus, which when he first came he felt was tarnished just a little bit. According to O'Rourke, better communication and a feeling that things are happening contributed to the defeat of the unionization of the faculty. Other areas in which Chancellor O'Rourke felt strides have been made include summer sessions and Alaska Native Studies programs. Eventually, he hopes to see a full trimester here and believes that the consolidation of Native programs into a single program thrust and the restructuring of the School of Education into the College of Human and Rural Development will reflect greater sensitivity to the needs of the Native population of the state. O'Rourke also mentioned that the identity of UAF was becoming more defined.
The identity of the university as the University of Alaska Fairbanks is something that I think we've worked hard at stressing over the course of this year. It's been a difficult transition from the time when this particular campus was the only University of Alaska to the standpoint that today it's one of three universities, albeit the major one, the leading one, the flagship, whatever else you wish to call it. However, I think the identity of the University of Alaska Fairbanks is beginning to catch on and will assist us as we continue to put forth our efforts in a number of areas.
Much has been accomplished throughout the past year, but plans for the future suggest UAF will continue to move in still new directions.
Relative to the overall future for UAF, I think it's really positive. I guess I think there's a growing acknowledgement that the three university campuses are somewhat different and have a different focus and perhaps different quality to their program. I felt when I came here, and I think it's been reinforced over the course of the year, that we should not take a defensive posture toward development in Juneau or Anchorage, but rather compete on our own merit. And I think this has been shown in a number of cases. For instance, a couple of years ago, a decision was made to open engineering programs in Anchorage. We've not seen any negative impact on the University of Alaska Fairbanks School of Engineering. The programs are strong, the faculty is good, its reputation is growing, and I think that's attracting students here on a continuing basis, and I see that as what will occur more and more.
O'Rourke previously served as Chancellor of the Community Colleges, Rural Education, and Extension. He has been with the University of Alaska system since 1971. For the UAF Public Affairs Office, I'm Karen Sedgo. If you haven't had an opportunity to meet with the candidates for state office, you might mark Tuesdays and Thursdays at noon on your calendar. The University of Alaska Fairbanks is sponsoring brown bag lunches at the Wood Center Lounge up to the primary. Check with Wood Center to find out who will be speaking. The Summer Arts Festival is in full swing. Major concerts will be performed on campus in the concert hall on August 4th, 5th, and 6th at 8:15 p.m. Themes for these evenings are an evening of classics, an evening of jazz, and the gala pop concert that concludes the two-week festival. The guided walking tour of campus and the special afternoon programs continue through August 20th. On August 12th, the Geophysical Institute will be closed to tours because of the International Symposium on Radio Probing of the Upper Atmosphere. This is the only change in the summer program. University Focus is produced by the UAF Public Affairs Office in cooperation with KUAC-FM.